message is by Pastor Mike Hammonds of Angleton First Assembly of God, located in Angleton, Texas. May the Lord bless you and speak to your heart as you listen.
When my little ones were little, they're not little anymore. For those of you who don't know, we have four, but when they were little, and kids say things, right? And I would try to jot down the things they said that, you know, made me laugh or smile. And I've got a folder, and I was looking through some of them. They're sweating it right now. Is he about to read some stuff? I am not. But I love to hear responses of kiddos. But let me just tell you something about the big kiddos, adults. We don't have all the answers right either about the birth of Jesus and all that went on there. Let's go to Matthew chapter 2. I'm going to read 12 verses there. Before I read those verses, I'm going to give you a fill in the blank. This is not a trivia. There's no gift card, no winner here. You can blurt this right out. Let's just see how many know. Wise men still. I got a few of you. Try one more time. Wise men still. Yeah, that's one of the popular cliches and phrases that float around during Christmas. There's others. We're going to talk about wise men and seeking Jesus. I'm not going to spend as long as we might normally on the message. We're going to get into communion here in just a little bit, receive the Lord's table. But I want to read in Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. This is the New Living Translation. It says, Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. About that time, some wise men from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem asking, where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him. King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, as everyone in Jerusalem, and he called a meeting of the leading priests and teachers of religious law and asked, where is the Messiah supposed to be born? In Bethlehem in Judea, they said, for this is what the prophet wrote. And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not least among the ruling cities of Judah, for a ruler will come from you who will be shepherd to my people in Israel. Then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can worship him as well. After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were filled with joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. And then they opened their gifts, their treasure chest, and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and not myrrh. And when it was time to leave, they returned to their own country by another route, for God had warned them in a dream not to return to Herod. Father, we pray in Jesus' name. We thank you for your word. Let it stir us. Let it do good things in us. Amen. So, a few things I want to bring out here before we receive the Lord's table. It says the wise men came. They were seeking Jesus. Wise men still seek him, is what you said, and this is true. It was wise men that were seeking him. Some translations, though, will say magi. Basically, they're not kings. Now, I know the song says they're kings, we three kings. It's not kings. These are really, they're studiers of astronomy. They're highly educated, and they are advisors or counselors to the kings. That's why the kings called them in. Hey, where is Jesus going to be born? They give the answers to the king. Now, wise men, here's another question for you. How many were there?
Three.
I've heard three, I've heard seven, I've heard five. The answer is this. There's at least two. Because it says wise men. There's at least two, but the Bible doesn't really say. I know the songs say, and if you buy a nativity set for your house, it's going to come with three of them. The three comes from the three gifts, right? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And the common assumption, and maybe correct, I don't know, is that there was one with the gold, one with the frankincense, and one with the myrrh. But what if one had the gold and one more had the frankincense and the myrrh? Hey, I know you brought gold, so I brought two gifts. Or what if there was a whole lot of gold and it took a dozen wise men just to take the gold and another dozen to take the frankincense? Maybe there was 100 wise men. Maybe there was three. but there was at least two. The Bible doesn't really say. So here's another question for you. I'm giving you that answer. How long did it take for the wise men to get to where Jesus was?
3 years.
I've heard 3 years a couple of times. That's probably wrong. Any other guesses?
2 years.
2 years. Well, there's different answers. Tradition says 12 days. And that's where this song, 12 Days of Christmas, comes from. By the way, somebody asked me, I think it was last week, what's your favorite Christmas song? I've got a couple of them. I really do like Little Drummer Boy, not just because I play the drums, but I like just the idea, the concept of the song that I don't have anything to give, so I'm just going to give you what I do have. I'm going to do my best. I kind of like that. So I like that song. But so I'm not really sure what my favorite is, but I think my worst, it's at the bottom anyway, is the 12 Days of Christmas. I know. I'm a Scrooge. I think I like it for the first couple of days. It just gets so repetitive and monotonous. And I just, are we five golden rings again? Somebody asked the question. Here's another question for you. See, who knows this? When you add up the gifts that were given in the 12 days of Christmas, because on the first day it was one gift, right? On the second day it was two gifts. On the third it was three. The fourth it was four. And on five it was?
Five.
Very good. Some of you are awake. Good. And then six, seven, on through 12. But, you know, then the song comes back and it starts with one. Then it goes again. So five golden rings is said like seven times in the song. So if you add up all of the gifts in the 12 days of Christmas, what's the number?
364.
Why do we know that, Pastor? I don't know. I'm just sharing stuff with you. So 12 days, some say it took 12 days. I'm going to tell you 12 days is the wrong answer, and I don't want to explain why, but it didn't take them 12 days. Some say it took them 4 to 5 months, and then others say that it took 2 years. The answer is in between probably 40 days and 2 years. And I'm not going to give you all the reasoning for that, but let me give you just a little bit. It says they came from the east. One translation says they came from afar. Now, when you buy your nativity, it's got three of the wise men, and oftentimes it shows them kneeling at the manger, in the manger scene. Jesus is in the trough there, and they're kneeling there. Well, that's not accurate, because it took them a long time to get there, and Jesus didn't stay in that barn or that manger that long. Just like when you went to the hospital, they send you out pretty quick, don't they? It took a while for them to get there. There's camels, there's donkeys, and there's walking. So it took a little while. And when you read that, and we just did, I don't know if you caught it, but it says that the wise men, let me find it for you. I'm looking. I just read it. Don't be nervous. Here it is, verse 11. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother. They didn't go to the manger and find the newborn. They went into a house and found a child. Some time had gone by. I'm not trying to ruin your nativity scene. But I just want you to know that it's not just kids that have the wrong answers on this kind of stuff. And it's okay. Don't throw your nativity set away. You can hang on to that. But we know it was probably less than 2 years, because if you remember, Herod issued out a decree to kill all of the boy babies in that area, in Bethlehem area, 2 years and under. Why? He wants to make sure he gets the Messiah. The goal is to kill Jesus. And so let's get them all 2 years and down. If Jesus was just, you know, a couple of months old, there's no use to go up to 2 years. So anyway, there is a lot that's probably just tradition that we've grabbed hold of. And the Bible's not clear on a lot of things. So how long did it take them? How many wise men were there again? What's the answer? At least two. Really, we don't know. How long did it take them? Really, we don't know. Why did they come?
We don't know.
It's a good answer. But this is actually one answer we do know. It says that, I got to find it again. We have come, it's in verse number 2, where's this newborn king? We saw the star and we have come
to worship him.
Very good. We have come to worship him. Wise men still seek him. I want to give you, once you find him, now what do you do? There's three things that wise men do after they have found Jesus. Number one, wise men seek him, yes. But after you have found him, what do? They worshiped. Wise men seek him, but once you know him, you worship him. The second thing that they did, you remember what they did? They gave the gifts. So they worshiped and they gave. Church, followers of Jesus should be worshipers and givers. Testing one. There's a third thing that wise men, once they found Jesus, should do. They should worship, they should give. We find both of that in the text that I read. The third thing, once you find Jesus, you should continue to seek him. So wise men seek Jesus, and once they find him, they worship and they give and they continue to seek him. Let me give you just a few verses before we go to the Lord's table. In Psalm 63, the psalmist said this, "You are my God, early I will seek you." This is somebody that's already found him and they're still seeking him. Psalm 34 says this, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from my fears." I'm going to tell you a good time to seek the Lord. When you're anxious, when you're dealing with fears, when you don't have the peace that you're really longing for, he says, "I sought the Lord and he heard me and he delivered me from my fears." That's a good time to seek the Lord. Another good time to seek the Lord, in Psalm 77, it says this, "In the day of trouble, I sought the Lord." That's a good time to seek the Lord. In your day of trouble. Anybody get in trouble? I know none of these little darlings in here are getting in trouble. When you get in trouble, it's a good time to seek the Lord. And you know, the truth of the matter is, and I, you know, sadly, but it just is, often that's when we seek him most, is when we're in trouble. When we're in a jam, we need deliverance, we need help. Another time to seek the Lord. He said this in 2 Chronicles 7:14, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and then turn from their wicked ways, I will hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and heal their land." Another good time to seek the Lord is if you are lost or you're caught up in sin, you're away from him, you've stumbled, you're in a place, you know, your relationship with the Lord is a little bit out of whack. It's a good time to seek the Lord. Amen. Two more. Psalm 105 says this, "Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore." And if you read that in context, you find out that there's good going on. Things are well. Blessing is there and favor is there. And in the middle of the blessing, in the middle of the favor and the good, the psalmist says, "Seek the Lord." Don't just wait until you're in trouble. When all is well, continue to seek him. And then the last one, 1 Chronicles 16:11, "Seek the Lord, seek his face forever." So basically, all the time, it's always good to seek the Lord. The wise men sought him, they found him. Once you find him, be a worshiper, be a giver, and then continue to seek him. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, if we seek first the kingdom of God, seek first his kingdom and righteousness, then other things fall into place. If you're here today and you're a little unsure that the babe in the manger is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, I would encourage you, like a wise man, to seek him. The Bible says if you'll seek, you'll find. So I'm not here to, you know, be judgmental and say you don't believe in the Lord, and make you feel bad about that. I'm here to say if you're not sure, I've been there. If you're not sure, the Bible says just, if you'll seek me, you'll find me. Make the effort to settle your doubts. How long did it take for the wise men to finally get to Jesus? Probably close to 2 years. I'm going to encourage you to seek the Lord as long as you need to until he settles it in your heart that I'm not just the babe in the manger. I'm the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. You know, Isaiah 9:6 prophesied, this is very popular at Christmas especially, it says, unto us a child is born and a son is given. Catch that. The child is born. We're celebrating that right now. But the son is given. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. And then one last verse, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 29, it says this. From there you will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. I'm just going to tell you, if you are sure of who the Lord is and you are a follower of Jesus, I want to encourage you to be a worshiper, to be a giver, and to continue to seek. If you're here and you're not sure, you're not settled, I want to encourage you to seek him. That verse I just read, if you will seek him with your whole heart, you will find him. I encourage you to do that. One last thing before we receive the Lord's table. I started with a cliche. I'm going to end with another one. Wise men still. Nothing wrong with that cliche. It's good. Here's another one. Jesus is the reason. Another cliche. Nothing wrong with that neither, but I like to twist it a little bit. I think it's true that Jesus is the reason, but I think it's even more true that we are the reason for the season. You're the reason for the season. Yes, we celebrate him, but you're the reason he came. I'm the reason he came, that we might have a rescue, that we might be redeemed. So yes, Jesus is the reason. We celebrate him, but he came because of you. Church, we're the reason he came. You're the reason for this season.
Thank you for listening today. For additional information or to call in a prayer need, you can reach Angleton First at 979-849-6112 or check us out on the web at angletonfirst.org. God's blessings upon you, and may his peace be yours today.